Hello and welcome to the Wedding Chit Chat Podcast. If you're planning your wedding and feeling overwhelmed, grab a drink and keep listening. We'll be sharing all you need to know to give you the confidence to seamlessly plan your own wedding.
Welcome to the Wedding Chit Chat Podcast. You're here with Natalie
and Lauren.
Today we are talking about hiccups at weddings and how to handle them.
How to avoid them if you can, but if not,
how to handle it all the day. Yeah. All right, so the big thing that a lot of couples worry about, the biggest probably hiccup that we can sort of plan for is the weather.
Oh, yeah.
We can plan as much as we can plan.
Yes.
Right, let's just put it that way. So rain, hail, shine, wind, it's always best to have a contingency plan in place for these things and always don't think that it's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah. And I think we've experienced this in the summer that we've just had. Even when we say contingency, it, like you've just said, it's not just rain. Everyone just thinks, oh, I'll just get umbrellas or another. No, sometimes it's extreme heat.
Yeah.
So
heat, wind, I've seen it all. And like if I wasn't coordinating the weddings, I think to myself, would they have thought about these things, you know? And it's just, like it can make a huge difference pre-planning like for the weather.
Yeah.
A lot of couples like to wait until closer. Yes. So if it rains, obviously your guests would know, like looking at the forecast, like what they're going to wear and all that. So they're sort of planning for themselves, right?
You'd hope.
Yeah. So we like to think so, but having extra umbrellas for guests as well, because they're like, they may think, oh, it's indoors and we'll be fine. But then like ceremony, you're planning outside or something.
Yep.
So yeah, always have extra umbrellas if you're going to. Always pack white or clear umbrellas for majority people, because the front row of people at least, or like a couple of rows, you don't want them having like black and blue. And
there'll
like
be like a big
retro
one and a big Bunnings. Yeah, the old Bunnings.
The Bunnings, umbrellas. So, yeah, pre-plan as well for your guests, like not just the bridal party. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think even I was just thinking, you know, umbrellas are great for keeping us safe from and from getting wet. But you know the little parasols, the little tiny umbrellas that you can get with the little fans?
Yes.
Is that
the sun?
Yeah.
I love it. I love the little white umbrellas. Yeah. So they're really cute for
great for sun protection. Even I do bring sunscreen as well, because there's those of us, I mean, many people don't want to, like if they've applied makeup and stuff like that, but there's your arms, your shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, let's be smart.
People. Yeah, true. Yeah. Very true. And also with the rain as well, so it's not like, and cold, it's not just umbrellas and things like that. So it's even like throws and little blankets I've seen people have.
For
like
our mountain folk especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just thinking of your guest comfort as well. Like you don't want people leaving your wedding thinking, oh, it was unbearable. Like I couldn't stand out there and I was forced to stand. Or you don't want them leaving early as well.
Yep.
So like DIY sort of places, like think about fire pits.
Yep.
Like outdoor heaters and different ways to keep your guests warm.
Yeah. Do you know what I was just, it came back to me. It was one of the ones that we did. We had the windiest, it was in the mountains and it was Nathan and Christie's wedding.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It was the windiest day and it was
It was the windiest wedding I've ever done.
Yeah. And it was at a lookout in the Blue Mountains and on like a cliff edge, like on a rock. And
to give you some idea of like how windy it was, so I work off a Kindle. The Kindle on this rock, like on this mountaintop, was blown out of my hands. Mm. And so
I remember we actually got video footage and you screamed at the time that the Kindle fell. We literally thought the Kindle had fallen off the side of the cliff. Like it was that windy. And I remember, because I normally fluff up the bride's dress and make it look real pretty, but that wedding, I didn't need to do that.
No.
I actually had to hold it down.
Yeah, but those photos were
photos
incredible.
Looked so good.
Yes.
Yeah. And look, the couple, like it was a small elopement, so there wasn't like a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
But like everyone just helped out, like held a few things down. And
Everyone was amazing.
It was fine. And just the way they handled it, like we had prepared for things, but the wind is something you really can't prepare for.
Not to that extreme. That was a lot.
Yeah. It was very, very strong wind.
Yeah.
But I felt like the way that they sort of just went with the flow and just embraced the day, like I felt was so nice. Because always like with wet weather and like heat and things, if the couple are like stressed and like looking like, oh my gosh, we're not having a good time because of the weather,
yeah,
that flows. It's like a flow-on effect to your guests.
Absolutely, and is. The whole that mood, energy shift. Yeah,
the whole mood can just die.
And it's not even just with weather. I think it's even, you know, if someone's had a little bit of a trip on the way down to the aisle or whatever. It's they've snagged something and they've ruined their suit. Like, if I know it sucks, but just try and be cool about it because if you're like, no one's gonna get hung up on it.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone who is there, I would hope, are loving you and supporting you.
Yeah.
They don't care about those things. Yeah. So if you're cool,
that's right. No, I think making the most of the day, and like, we don't know, like, there's so much we can plan.
Yeah.
But on the day, like, little things do happen. But it's always good to plan for the best, like, plan for the worst case scenarios. But when things do happen, just, be okay
be
with
a champ.
That. Yeah.
I actually think that's a derogatory term sometimes, so I don't know. But yeah, just be cool. Just
and
be
like
cool.
Even with the heat, right? So always try and think of like shade, like where there's shade. If you're having like outdoor furniture and things, make sure it's like under a tree maybe.
Yeah, or if it's windy,
like,
that it's, you know, kept like down and strong.
Pegged down.
Yeah. Those rugs. Yeah. I was thinking about those rugs.
Yeah, rugs. Forget about rugs if it's windy.
Yeah.
I'll have things to hold it down.
Even like I think they had a picnic table planned.
Yes.
And
there was no way there was going to be a picnic table on this.
But we may do. Edge. We kind of just.
Yeah. We used a rock. Like people can just. Even like have bottles of water. Like if it's really hot, just think about the guests so that they feel like you've actually thought about them. So they're the sort of things like for heat and rain and wind. Yeah, if it's hailing, find somewhere undercover.
Yeah, it'll pass.
I actually did have one wedding where it rained, like thunderstorm, right?
Yeah.
They had a marquee. Thankfully, all the guests at the time that it started raining heavy were already in the marquee, but the bridal party were just going to enter, so they were standing outside.
Oh, my God.
And it started to hail.
They were so they just got hammered right before they came in.
It started to hail. And so I had these umbrellas like lined up, ready to go. And we had to just get them in so quick. And they had to stand inside of the marquee, but like on the side. And then they were introduced like one by one.
You just
got to
do it.
Because we wouldn't have been able to get them in if we waited like another second. Like it was hailing and they were running in.
That's
so
nuts.
We just got them to stand inside. So like things like that. And to be honest, if I'm coordinating a wedding, I'm pre-planning like what's going to happen. So if I see the rain's coming and like there's 10 minutes and people have to be inside anyways, it's like just get inside now.
Shift it.
Just let's get a move on. So it's always good to have that extra pair of hands or someone who's thinking about those things.
And the rain can be invigorating. So like just.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it doesn't rain the whole day. So like trying to also shift things so it's sort of like your couple photos, for example, right?
Yeah.
So I like to, like, I don't, we like to always slot it into like sunset time or some like allocated time for it.
Yeah.
But if on the day it's cloudy and there's no sunset, like you can't, I can't do anything about that.
You can't control the weather.
Picking a different location where it looks amazing and like maybe going out in the rain and like with a nice umbrella or something.
Yeah.
Like,
or the nighttime silhouette ones.
Yeah. Trying to create that look like that. Couples would still be blown away from the photos like after. Yeah, just so that they're not disappointed and stuff. But don't show your disappointment. Like try and just you can make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make it fun.
Cool. All right. So we've covered a couple of things there. Was there anything else?
So no, not with the weather, but like other hiccup sort of things.
Yeah.
So DIY venues, I just want to touch on.
Okay,
right?
Sure.
So with DIY venues, there are a lot more suppliers to think about. There are a lot more services that are needed to pull it together. So some venues that I've been to don't even have power or water, right? So a little story about a venue that I was planning a wedding. I was coordinating a wedding, in the Hunter Valley at a beautiful property with orchards and stuff. And they had to hire in a marquee, hire in a generator because there was no power. The power was just at the house.
Yep.
So it was quite a fair distance away from the marquee. And in the middle of the bride's speech, the power cut out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right.
So I'm talking like it's
the worst,
pitch black.
Worst time.
Like pitch black in this marquee. There's no fairy light.
That'd be terrifying.
Pitch black, and we're in the middle of like an acreage property
yeah.
with no lights or nothing, right? So I was coordinating this wedding and
I was holding my breath just then.
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
Look, and that was one of the first weddings that I was coordinating.
Yeah.
And I remember my husband was there with me because it was in the Hunter Valley and we thought we'll just make a trip out of it, right?
Yeah.
And the couple said, yeah, bring your husband. Like, he can, like, be there and whatever. Anyways, so straight away, I was, like, thinking to myself, like, in pitch black, this marquee, I thought, okay, let me go out to the generator and see what's going on. Surely, like, it's just out of
petrol. Just give it a kick.
Right? It's just out of petrol.
Yep.
And I was thinking to myself, okay, so I can't go get petrol. What am I going to do?
So it was out of petrol.
Yep, out of petrol.
Yep.
And look, the couple would have hired it. They would have told the vendor, like the generator person, like the person who they got
excuse
the generator
me, Mr. Generator
from,
person.
Like they would have told them like how many hours the wedding was for. But obviously, it may have been turned on earlier and the petrol ran out.
Yeah.
So, or maybe there wasn't enough petrol to last the whole night or something like that. So, anyways. So I remember like five men ran out of the marquee as well and like came to the generator and were like just fart-assing around and looking at it. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, like my coordinator mind just kicked in.
Yep.
And I thought I'm going to do this, I'm going to fix this.
Yeah.
So I remember thinking, okay, there's one light, like there's one festoon light outside of the marquee.
Yeah.
That's like connected to the marquee sort of, but like just outside the marquee, right? And I remember thinking, okay, that one's on. So there must be power coming to that. So if I just get power, like an extension cord, and plug it into that light that's already on that had power from the house, I should be able to get this generator started. Uh-huh. So these men were just standing around talking about what are we going to do? Anyway, so I ran to the laundry because when I was doing a site visit, which is something I do when I coordinate weddings, I love to go out and see the site first. I don't just show up, right? Otherwise, we would have bigger issues. So I remember that the owner of the property showed me around the house.
Yep.
Even though it was far distance from the marquee, he mentioned to me that there was extension cords in the laundry. Yep. There was like one extension cord.
Oh my
gosh. Remember there was one extension cord, right? So I remember running to get that extension cord.
Yeah.
And I was just in
your
light,
heels,
in
I
my
bet.
Heels,
yeah.
In my heels. And it was gravel. Oh. It wasn't even like grass. I was like running on gravel.
Yeah.
I grabbed that extension cord, came back, plugged it into that festoon light, plugged that into the generator.
Yep.
Within like less than 2 minutes, my husband said. Less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'd run to the house.
It would have felt
back.
Like forever though, right?
It seriously, to me, I was like, it felt like forever.
Yeah.
But I turned it on.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget what one of the guys said next to the, that was standing next to the generator.
Yeah.
He goes, oh my gosh. He goes, you've got this shit. And I remember I had the biggest smile on my face.
The relief.
And I was like, yeah, I do.
Yeah. That was your moment.
And I was like so proud of myself.
Yeah.
Like that was the moment when I realized, you know what? Even though I've never worked with a generator before, I had never seen one. I had never done anything. But when I looked at it, I saw that there was a point, like a PowerPoint point there.
Yeah.
And I thought, I just need an extension cord.
Damn.
There's a light. There's a cable. I'm just going to plug it in and see what happens. And it worked. And
So speeches were back on.
Speeches were back
Party.
On.
Party. Yep.
Within 2 minutes, everything was like,
Far out.
So that was my like,
aha moment.
That was
Is that
my
what
aha
Oprah says?
Moment. Yeah. That was like, I always think back and I think if they didn't hire me as a coordinator, because I was the only one given that tour of the house, right? So I feel like I don't know what would have happened.
I reckon they would have all got their phone lights, phone torches out.
And then what? Like,
then
it was
just,
pitch black.
Yeah,
like, there were no street lights.
No, that's
there
it. That's all
know,
I'm saying. That, what
nothing.
Else can you
like,
do?
Yeah, there was nothing else that they probably would have thought about.
Yeah.
Because there was only that one extension cord, and if they didn't know where exactly in the house that was, it could have taken hours to find it.
Yeah. And there's always little things like that. Like we have to be really reactive and smart on our feet.
That's right.
But
so it's
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
You've got this shit.
I do. That's my job now, and now I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. Kudos.
So, what other hiccups? What other things could like happen and? The only other thing is like when you don't hire professionals, like that's the a little bit more hiccups can happen because you don't have, like, say, for example, the MC and stuff. So they don't check, like, if the caterer's ready to serve the food and things. So little things, like, timing-wise can go wrong. So it's always good to hire professionals to know what they're doing because they when do double-check things.
100%. Yeah. Like, I've even seen on the wedding forums and stuff like that and Facebook when people are like, all right, well – like all the time I would think it's due to budget as well because we can't always get everything. It so it's about prioritizing what's really important to you. But even like if you're going to be getting rid of the DJ and just doing a playlist, just know that you can't kind of put all the songs – like it, you don't have someone reading the room. So I could talk about every –
That's right. You don't have someone looking at the vibe. Like creating that vibe either. It's just songs that you like.
I mean, and there can be cute ways to do it. Like, I don't want to dismiss it as an idea, but just whenever you can, I mean, you will see what's going to be more valuable to you. Yeah. So if it's just more of a chill kind of affair where people aren't really dancing and it's more of a dinner party, then perhaps.
You don't really need it.
But but yeah, there's so many. DJ is just one example of many. Cool.
Oh, I think that's it for handling hiccups.
Yeah. So if you have any stories, people, please send them through. Any questions?
Yes. Anything you'd like us to answer or chat about?
Where do they send them, Nat?
So Instagram, DM us at Wedding Chit Chat Podcast. And you can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube, and a whole range of other platforms. So if there's anything you want us to chat about and ask,
please
let us know.
All right, thank you everybody. Thank you. Bye.